It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been talking about living in the dash. We started off with handling criticism with grace, and then, of course, reactions that reflect Christ, and living with purpose is what we're going to be talking about today. Our scripture comes from Ephesians 2:10, "For we are all God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things that He planned for us long ago." Now, you weren't placed on this earth by accident. Your dash, the space between your beginning and your end, is loaded with meaning. And if you choose to live it with purpose in a world full of distractions, it's easy to drift. Sometimes you and I, days blur into weeks and we start to live on autopilot, doing what's expected, chasing what's temporary, or surviving just to get through. But God invites us to something deeper, a life of intentional purpose that leaves eternal impact. And Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's masterpiece. We're crafted to walk in the good works that He has prepared for us. And that means your purpose isn't random either. It's personal and it's so divine. But what happens when the purpose that we plan for doesn't work out? What if the career that we pursued ends, or the dream that we prayed for doesn't pass, or the door that we counted on just never opened? It's happened to all of us at some point, and sometimes the purpose that we imagine is only really the starting line. It's not the finish, because God allows detours, not to derail us, but to direct us towards something far greater than we envisioned. The career that closed, well, that may open the door for your calling. And a relationship that ended may create space for restoration in ways that we just never expected. God's purpose is not confined to our plans, because He is the master artist. And when He redirects us, it's not because we've failed. It's because He's unfolding something more for us. So even in disappointment, He is working for your good. He is working for His glory. And living with purpose means trusting that even when your script changes, the author still holds the pen. As we come to you in prayer today, Father, thank you for creating each of us with such intention. When our plans fall apart, help us trust that your purpose is still unfolding, and teach us to release our own personal agenda and walk in the path that you've prepared for us, even when we don't understand it. Let our dash reflect your greater story. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.